And I want to talk to you today about Doug. Now, Doug is a very successful businessman. He lives on the East Coast, and for years he sold heavy equipment. Well, Doug sold garbage trucks. It's heavy equipment. And Doug was very successful. He sold for years up and down the East Coast, had a very successful business, and in the late 80s, early 90s, he retired and felt like he was pretty well set for life. And at that point in time, he had had an experience with the Lord that had really touched him, and he really wanted to know more about the Lord. So he went to school. He actually came to Dallas, and there was a school here in Dallas that he attended. And for a couple of years, he got training in what it was to understand God and how God interacted with man, and specifically God's principles for running businesses. So as he began to embrace that, he obviously was looking at his life and realizing he didn't do many of the principles that God had outlined. About 1992, while he was still in school, he gets a call from a man that he had sold equipment to. And this particular man called him and said, "Doug, my business is in the tank." Now, his business was trash collection. And he was one of two companies in this town in North Carolina that provided this service. And despite the fact that it's a very needed service, and many times it's a pretty easy service to price because you have limited competition, this man was not making money. So he pleaded with Doug to come talk to him. So Doug came up and talked to him, and then he offered to sell Doug the company. Now, because Doug was intrigued with the idea of what it would be like to take biblical principles and apply them to a business, that intrigue was enough that it overcame his natural resistance. His natural resistance was to say, "No, you know, I don't want this. I mean, this is a mess. You got a company here that's upside down. I really don't want any part of it." But the intrigue of being able to apply biblical principles was just too much for him. So he agreed to buy this company. So he bought it, and he walks in the door on day one, and he has an employee meeting, and he has everybody sit down around a table and says, "Look, guys, I'm Doug Russell, and I have a heart to walk with God in every area of my life, not just at church and not just personally, but in business as well. So I intend to use biblical principles to run this business." And that means a lot of things to you guys, okay? The first thing it means to you guys is no more overtime. Now, this particular company, the people were very accustomed to overtime. They geared their budgets around overtime. So you can imagine that was not well received. So the people began to interact with Doug and explain to him, "Doug, we're going to have a real problem with our personal budgets if we don't have overtime compensation." So Doug says, "Fine, no problem. I will increase your salary so that you make, or your hourly wage, so you make the same working 40 hours a week as you did when you worked 50 or 60 hours a week." So people said, "Hey, that's a pretty cool deal." And he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home after 40 hours. I want you to be good husbands and good fathers. I want you to participate in your community. I want you to take care of your bodies and your health. I want you to exercise and eat right. I want you to live a balanced life because that's what's going to bless you and bless your family. I think that's the biblical approach." So he began to teach them and train them through a series of Bible studies and other training venues he had, biblical principles for living personally as well as operating the business. Well, months went by, and Doug continued to train his people, and great things were happening with the people. They were really beginning to get the picture, and initially they had some doubts about whether or not, you know, this guy is for real. Give me a break. You know, what planet is he from? And finally, after months, they realized this guy's for real. He really believes this. He's going to do this. He's going to walk in this. So they began to really get pumped. And the morale of the company began to soar. Now, what do you think happens when the morale of a company soars? Guess what? The customers get real happy because they get served real well. Because you've got a bunch of happy people running around that really are blessed, and they're passing that blessing on to the customers. So the reputation of the company is soaring. It is rising up. And of the two companies in town, it's a no-brainer. You got one company that's really doing a great job. The employees are happy. The customers are happy. The other company's in the tank. Now, all this time, Doug has not made a dime. Not a dime. He has lost money every month, and this has gone on month after month after month. Lost money. He's been writing checks every month. So not only did he write a check to buy this thing, he's writing the check for a privilege to keep the doors open every month. So he's bleeding big time. So one day he gets a call. This call is from the competitor. And the competitor says, Doug, I'm leaving the market. I'd like to sell my business to you. I said, oh, really? He said, yes. He said, okay, well, send me some information. So the man sends over the package of information, financial statements, inventory schedules, you know, customer lists, all that kind of thing. So Doug starts digging into this thing. And as he's digging into it, he begins to realize, you know, what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to add more business to a business model that right now is not making me money. Now, I got a real good morale. I got happy customers. I got happy employees. I got a great reputation. All this good stuff that following biblical principles has produced. But I don't have any profit. I'm losing money. And now this guy wants me to buy his company, and that's just going to increase the checks I get to write each month. Doug could not see how this was going to help him at all. Well, let me tell you what Doug did. Doug looked at the situation, and his conclusion was, if I buy this company, what's going to happen is I'm just going to continue to lose money. So he decided to decline the opportunity. Now, the employees got wind of his decision, and so they came to see him. They said, Doug, we understand that you're not going to buy our competitor. And Doug says, yes, that's right. Ever since I bought this company, I have been losing money. I've not made a dime yet. And if I buy this other company, I'm just going to continue losing money, only it's going to be worse. Because I got to buy more equipment, I got to hire more people, and basically this business model is not working like I hoped. And you hear the despair in Doug. Okay? Well, doesn't it surprise you that walking down this road might be challenging? Does that surprise you? In fact, does it surprise you that maybe the Lord wants to test you to see if you really want to walk in His principles in the marketplace? So it's not surprising it was tested, and it was a difficult thing. There were many nights that Doug went home and wondered, is this really going to work? I mean, really being faithful to principles as I understand them, is it really going to turn this company into a profitable venture? Or have I just made a huge mistake here and totally misunderstood God? So he's got a lot of questions in his mind right now. And it's very natural. I think any of us in his shoes would probably have those questions. So the employees come to him as he's sitting at his desk, and they say, Doug, we understand that you're not going to buy our competitor. He said, yes, that's right. So they said, could you give us 24 hours? And Doug says, why? He said, well, we'd just like to take a look at it. Could you give us 24 hours? Doug says, fine. I don't have to get back to the seller here for a day or two, so fine, take 24 hours and come back and see me tomorrow. So the employees gather together and they begin to talk. And they begin to look at the situation. They begin to understand where Doug was. And they realized all that Doug had sacrificed for them. Coming in, buying a company that was broken, and then eliminating the overtime so they could have more balance with their family, increasing their wages so that their budgets wouldn't be impacted, and really sowing principles and truth into them, teaching them how to live life. He taught them how to raise their families, how to love their wives, how to participate in the community, how to give back, you know, how to be a good member of the local church. He taught them all these personal principles in addition to teaching them how to live and walk in the business according to biblical principles. So as they pondered all this and talked about all this, they realized they owed a debt of gratitude to Doug. And so the next day they came back to Doug. And they said, Doug, here's what we'll do. If you will buy that company, you do not have to buy any additional equipment. You do not have to hire any additional employees. And Doug says, no, wait a minute, guys. Now, you know, the rule is we don't have overtime here. They said, that's okay. We don't need overtime. We will absorb the additional business without any overtime. and without any additional assets, any additional people. And Doug says, are you sure? They said, yes, we're sure, Doug. We know there's another 10 or 15% in each of us. And we are so grateful for what you've done that we gladly give it to this company. That enabled Doug to buy the company. And as a result of buying that company, as a result of the employees stepping up, that company became profitable, and Doug was able to sell it and make a handsome profit from it. Is that not an amazing story? Do you see how investing in people, valuing in people, generated a response in them that brought forth a very productive environment and a very profitable company? Biblical principles work. It doesn't always look like they're going to work. Sometimes it's real scary when you look out there and you wonder, ooh, am I just walking off a cliff? But in the end, principle and walking in principle does lead to profit.